You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Spring and Summer Holidays. Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day in the counting of the Omer and occurs on the 18th of Iyar. It falls in April or May in the secular calendar. The mourning practices of the Omer period are lifted on that date. It is celebrated by family gatherings, picnics, and the celebration of the yard site at the graves of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and his son, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Pesach, also known as Passover, is a biblical festival that begins on the 15th of Nisan, March or April in the secular calendar. Pesach is an 8-day holiday that celebrates the exodus of the Hebrews from Egypt and our freedom from oppression in modern days. The holiday is also referred to as Chag Ha'aviv, the spring festival, or Chag HaMatzot, the time of our freedom. It is the first of the three pilgrimage festivals with both historical and agricultural significance. The other two are Shavuot and Sukkot. Agriculturally, it represents the beginning of the harvest season in Israel. The primary observances of Pesach are related to the exodus from Egypt after generations of slavery. This story is told in Exodus chapters 1 through 15. Many of the Pesach observances are instituted in chapters 12 through 15. Probably the most significant observance related to this holiday involves the removal of leaven, or chametz, which are the five major grains, wheat, rye, barley, oats, and smelt, from our homes. Ashkenazi Jews also avoid kitniyot, which are rice, corn, peanuts, and legumes and beans, as if they were chametz. We may not own, benefit from, or eat chametz during Pesach. This includes food for the animals. All chametz, including utensils and other kitchen accessories used to cook chametz, must either be disposed of or sold to a non-Jew. They can be repurchased after the holiday. This commemorates the fact that the Jews leaving Egypt were in a hurry and did not have time to let their bread rise. The process of cleaning the home of all chametz in preparation for Pesach is an enormous task. To do it right, you must prepare for several weeks and spend several days scrubbing everything down, going over the edges of your stove and fridge with a toothpick and a Q-tip, covering all surfaces that come in contact with foil or shelf liner or such things. After the cleaning is completed, the morning before the Seder, a formal search of the house for chametz is undertaken, and any remaining chametz is burned. The grain product we eat during Pesach is called matzah, which is unleavened bread, made simply from flour and water and cooked very quickly. This is the bread that the Jews made for their flight from Egypt. The day before Pesach is the Fast of the Firstborn, a minor fast for all firstborn males, commemorating the fact that the firstborn Jewish males in Egypt were not killed during the final plague. It is traditional to study a tractate of Talmud during the night, which then allows these men to avoid the fast, because one must celebrate when finishing a tractate of Talmud. On the first night of Pesach, or the first two nights for Jews outside Israel, a Seder is held. Pesach lasts for 7 days, or 8 days outside of Israel. The first and last days of the holiday, or the first two and last two outside of Israel, are days on which no work is permitted. Work is permitted on the intermediate days. Shavuot, the festival weeks, is a biblical festival that occurs on the 6th and 7th of Sivan, 7 weeks after Pesach, and falls in May or June on the secular calendar. Shavuot is the second of the three major festivals with both historical and agricultural significance. The other two are Pesach and Sukkot. Agriculturally, it commemorates the time when the first fruits were harvested and brought to the temple. It is known as Chag HaBikurim, the festival of the first fruits. Historically, it celebrates the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai, and is also known as Chag Matan Torahtenu, the festival of the giving of our Torah. It is customary to stay up the entire first night of Shavuot and study Torah. Then pray as early as possible in the morning. It is customary to eat a dairy meal at least once during Shavuot. It is a reminder of the promise regarding the land of Israel, a land flowing with milk and honey. The Book of Ruth is read at this time as an honor to King David, who was a descendant of Ruth, who was born on this day and also died on this day. The 3 weeks is a time of deep mourning for the destruction of the first and second temples. During these weeks, the Haftarahs on Shabbat are taken from Jeremiah and Isaiah, which deal with the exiles and the destruction of the temples. Joy and celebration is minimized during this time as an act of mourning. During the 3 weeks, weddings are not performed, music is not listened to, Jews avoid celebration and pleasure trips, haircuts and shaving are not done, and the Shekianu blessing is not recited over new food or clothes except on Shabbat. The 9 days, the first of Av through the ninth of Av, is an even more intense period of mourning. During this period, purchasing the new, joyful products is not done. Home improvement or planting of trees or flowers is suspended. Meat and wine is not consumed except on Shabbat. Cleaning clothing is not done, and newly laundered clothes are not worn except on Shabbat. And bathing for pleasure is not permitted. Tu B'Av occurs on the 15th of Av, in July or August on the secular calendar. This day is a day of commemorating joyous occasions, including the end of the 40 years of wandering in the desert after the exodus from Egypt. There are no real rituals or customs for this day, except confessions of sins and other related portions of the daily prayers are not read. Thank you for listening to Spring and Summer Holidays. Shalom.